Aileen.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking we're about to pop.
I'm thinking we finna blow.
Hello, world.
We are the Minnesota Black Girls Podcast.
I'm your host, Lovely, a single black female addicted to
what?
Well, this week I'd say I'm addicted to food.
And I'm your co-host, Mess in the Cities, aka T, and it's always a beautiful day to be messy.
Recording from the doghouse.
Who let the dogs out? We're so sweet.
Oh my God.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Good.
Well, I'm okay. I mean, Chipotle did mess up my delivery order earlier today, but I'm not going to let it get me down because they said they're going to send me some punk ass free coupons.
That's
not good enough. I probably should have snapped a little bit harder.
That's definitely it.
I always forget that I'm my mother's daughter and that when I'm wrong, I need to pull. Let me speak to your manager. Or should I? Let me speak to your manager. My mom doesn't really sound like that, but as the manager. But really, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I cleaned my apartment today.
Yeah.
So I
just got a new apartment.
Did she say lick the floor wet?
I think she said leave the floor wet. Weirdo.
Why is that a thing? Why do you? Well, I know that.
I'ma leave the floor wet. When you get out of the shower and you know,
I never had that issue with anybody complaining about the floor wet. But I guess
you never forgot a towel. You just run out of the shower real quick to the room and leave a trail of water. When you don't live with nobody, guess what? I'll just leave the floor.
Okay, well, there's that.
Shout out to Ari Lennox, though.
Yeah, we love her. Anyways.
And today we're talking about what it means to be gassed up.
So, the other day I text T on some regular ass shit. I'm just like, okay. And then we were discussing how, like, I feel like she is just different than
okay,
what
hold on. I'm going to stop you right there because let's be clear. Let's be clear on the words that you used.
I know, but listen, I'm going to explain that being, as I told you, this is going to be better said than read. And what did you say?
Just tell me.
Just tell me.
Of course.
I
didn't think you were going to then tell me, oh, your personality has improved.
I literally said it would be better.
Okay, so go ahead. Explain yourself, please,
right.
Friend.
I literally told you it would be better said out loud than it would be read. And your ass.
Okay, let's hear it.
So then I'm like,
say it out loud.
Okay, your personality is improved. And then I was like, ooh, you're like, what? You got me fucked up. And I'm like, I don't want to say it. Like, I think personality was too heavy. I just wanted to say that you definitely are not the same T that I knew a year ago. And I just couldn't formulate how.
That does sound a lot better.
Okay, and you did figure it out. And then you were like, oh, someone else told me that I'm just
Yeah, because you're not the only friend to tell me that recently. So I'm just trying to figure out what have I been doing recently that has become this gassed up version of.
Well, for one, you
dropped my phone again for the seventh time today.
For one, you've definitely been more active and taking, like, pictures of yourself. I swear to God.
Okay, but is that a good thing? Is gassed up a good thing?
No, literally, that was our conversation. You said, yeah, you were told that you're a gassed version of you. And I was like, no, wait. I mean everything I'm saying, so I didn't feel like I was gassing.
But gas to me kind of feels like hype. They're kind of one and the same. Do you agree?
Yes and no.
Because don't believe the hype, right? Like that's.
But I feel like a lot of people can gas their friends when it's like, or gas themselves even, and it's like, nah, you know? So when you said that, somebody else said you were a gassed up version of you. And I was just like, No, because I mean when I say you are more vibrant, you know, you're more out there, you are literally, I know this is corny, but you post more on social media even, and I'm just like, this is not the same tea from a year ago.
Yeah.
So when I said your personality improved, definitely wrong thing to say. Like, and I
offense was taken.
Did I not tell you?
It's okay, because you explain yourself.
Okay, but yeah. So I'm like, you know, and then.
But I like to think of it as I just leveled up, and this is a really good time.
Okay, but do you appreciate if people are acknowledging and gassing you up?
Yes, but I don't want it to be gas. I don't want it to be empty air. I want it to be.
So you do agree that gas is like you're making more than what it is?
If I'm a gas, I'm helium because that shit is about to run out in a couple of years and I'm like a rare ass.
Here she goes.
Come on, Abby.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a helium ass bitch.
We're all gonna fucking die.
Catch me while you can. We about to be extinct.
Okay, but back to what were you ready to talk about? My
bad. Helium is a gas, right? No one.
Okay, stop. Because I'm not gonna confirm or deny that. You're on your own. Make sure you add her with that information, because
Let me know, guys. Helium is a gas, right? Yes or no? Help me out.
No, but back to what I was saying. Like, you said you like being gassed, I thought.
Well, I like when other people compliment me.
Remember, you literally said, okay, gas me up.
Gas me up, gas me up.
I can't believe you don't know that.
Cash doll.
Where she says, ice me out.
Who is it?
Cash doll.
You mean the 43-year-old woman posing at the 20-year-old?
What we're not going to do is that.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, but she's our age, and you're not going to play my good sis.
Okay, also, what is the term good sis? I hate it. Can we get that?
Somebody who we're not going to let you talk about. Like, my good sis. Like, when you are referring to somebody in a positive sense.
But what the fuck is a good sis?
Somebody who you're not going to let their image be tarnished.
Stupid. What? Who came up with
that? That's not what we're talking about today. Remember, focus.
I also want to dead the term look the fuck good, because that shit sounds stupid as hell. You be seeing people say that, right?
I do, but bitch, today we're not talking.
Okay, my bad. Anyway.
So, as I was saying, we're saying you're cool with being gassed up. And me, on the other hand.
Yes, but I want it to be a different term, but I guess it does have the same meaning.
For me, no. I hate, like, I'm a real life bum. So
I can attest to the bum.
Okay, bitch, don't act like
we've been bums together.
Okay, okay. Period. Anyways.
92, bitch.
I've known you like 6 years, don't
you? Okay. Please. Well, I was a bum before I met you, so.
Okay. But no, seriously, like, I hate when people, like, let's say I get my hair done or I wear a fucking different wig.
And people act like it's such a big deal.
Oh my God. That gas you can keep to your fucking self. I know.
But doesn't it feel good when people notice the effort that you put in? So what's the difference?
No, because they hit you with you look cute today.
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 I do notice that when I put an effort in how I look for the day, people approach me with a completely different attitude. At work, at the store.
When I got my
if you look good, people have a better attitude with you.
When I got my natural hair out, nobody talks to me. But when I'm wearing these wigs,
when you get more of what you want.
Definitely. Wait, but I'm cute with my natural hair. Don't trip. It's just they don't talk to me, and that shit's weird. And that's why I say keep that. I don't like being gassed up. They, I guess, my like people that I associate with in regular life. Period. Okay. They. Bitch, don't act like you don't know who they is. Don't act like you
know. No, she's talking about them white boys.
No, but seriously, sticking to the subject of being gassed and gassing people up, do you ever feel like you're gassing somebody up, even though you're like, this really ain't it. You're just doing it.
Yeah, all the time, because it feels good to compliment other people, and sometimes you can tell when somebody really needs it.
Yeah, but do you ever be like, I'm definitely lying, but I'm going to amp this up?
Yeah. And all the time online, especially, like, I try to hate Chrissy Teigen so much, but because everybody online was being so fucking mean to her, it literally, like, forced me into going hard for liking her. And I didn't even like her, but now I do, just because so many people are already against her that I was commenting on these people's comments.
Oh, I
on
different know things, like, she's good, though.
You know, like, getting really mad about somebody I didn't even like. But why are people just fucking haters?
I don't know why they hate
And her. I'm kind of a hater, as just but naturally. I know Chrissy Teigen and even I had a problem with it. Sometimes you gotta gas people up just because.
Okay, but then that's what makes me say, I don't want people gassing me up. That exact thing right there, where it's like, you're not.
You don't want people lying to you.
Exactly. I just really don't want people saying anything to me. Like, I don't care.
Okay, but people are gonna lie to you.
Don't say nothing to me. Why is it
in
so hard
to say
nothing to
every environment that you encounter? So, I mean, like, I'd rather have the lies be for me. Shit, shout me out.
Why is it so hard to
say
nothing?
They're going to lie either way.
Yes. But
at least they're not lying and saying, oh, she sucks. I'd rather have them lie and say she's the shit. But I mean, like, isn't that essentially what gassing somebody up is? Like, lying that they're dope and
yeah, but it never is them saying she's the shit. It's always them saying, like, you look cute. But
I know I'd be looking
when they add that today, though, they're being disrespectful. And I swear to God, I'd be thinking, so am I ugly any other day?
Okay, but how do they look on both of those days?
I don't fucking look
you still
at them.
Look better than that.
I literally don't
or
look at
them. Or
they
don't even matter enough that you notice.
I'm telling you, I don't notice look nothing.
If people I don't even notice on a regular basis want to gas me up, go on ahead.
Okay, but I'm...
Tell your friends, tell your mama to follow me
not.
On Twitter.
I'd rather not.
Gas me up.
Don't say nothing.
Because at the end of the day... Is it only going to be in my face?
No, but I'm just saying.
Look at where Nicki Minaj's fan base is.
Do you have any people
hurt.
In your life that you're like, they really ain't
Bruh,
it? Bruh,
if people but, gas you, look at Beyonce's fan base.
I know, but listen.
Is she really the greatest performer of all time, or did her fan base beat it into our goddamn skulls that she is?
They definitely
gas me up. Do you see what the gas did for Beyonce? She lived up to it. If people say it enough, if they believe it, if you believe it, yes, I don't care. Gas me up. Everybody, people I care about, people I don't care about, my mom, your mom, my grandma.
But I'd be like,
yeah, I don't want to talk to you.
Like, I don't even want to, like,
catch me when I'm out and I'm drunk and I'm in a chatty mood other than that.
No, please. Like, I'm literally ducking and dodging you in Walmart. If I see you at the
you
bar,
you know me, I
tell
everybody.
I'm like,
let me. Going out with me when I'm lit, I will stop and talk to everybody. You already know.
You definitely love that shit. Every single and the thing person. Is, everybody fucking knows you so good. But then the same people that know you know me. And it'd be like, and it'd be a bunch. We being fake right now. But I love
it. We being fake.
Well, that was going to be our poll of the soul. You know, do you like being gassed up? Like, or no, just do you like being gassed up? Because there can't be multiple. You like being gassed up, I'd rather you not say anything to me. No matter how good I look. I don't care if it's my wedding. I don't need you to tell me I'm beautiful.
Okay, but how about when I gas you up? You don't think it feels good?
I think it feels good, but honestly, I
don't
like it.
You don't feel like it comes from a genuine place?
I know it comes from a genuine place, but because I don't hear when I'm looking ugly as fuck, it just makes me like, okay, I don't really care to hear it at all. You know, you see me today with my braids.
I know you see.
You see me today. No, seriously, with my braids.
I wish I could unsee it because when you pulled that hood off.
Okay, okay.
Ooh, I was like, I know you said you've been cleaning all day, but
I know.
She said she looked like Queen Latifah and set it off.
I know.
She looked like Queen Latifah's brother.
I know.
5 days.
I know.
After the explosion.
I know the fuck. You are not, bitch.
I know you
see. We have a lot of episodes to come, bitch.
Lee, I love you I'll so never much. Forget that. I don't care if you look like Queen Latifah's brother. You're always beautiful to me. Because you see what I look like in the morning.
We have a lot of episodes to go together, bitch. And I fucking know.
So what's the best advice you ever heard?
Well, a wise woman once told me, if all a nigga has is good dick, sis, collect your pussy and go. It's time for the pull of the sewed. Today, we are asking, you know that little picture that shows on your social medias? That called.
So this all came about because recently, well, earlier today, actually, me and Lee were getting dressed and we were trying to coordinate clothes. And I said, oh, I can wear this shirt, but this is the shirt that I'm wearing in my Twitter avi, so everybody's already seen it. And she said, wow, you say avi because I say avi. And I instantly got irritated because I asked somebody else about it just the other day. And they said that they say Abby too. So then we get here to the studio, get to asking around. And of course, one other person agrees that it's Abby. So we got 3 to my 1 who says Abby.
Okay, I've literally never heard anyone. I mean, I guess I haven't really heard anyone say Abby either, but Abby. That was definitely
brand new. And it's one of those words that I've been kind of scared to say out loud. Just I know like what you mean. GIF. Whatever. GIF. It's another GIF. One. Tell us about that one too, listeners. But for now, the poll is Avi, which Lee says.
I say Avi.
Or Avi, which T says. So let us know on our Twitter, on our Instagram. What do you guys call the little picture on your Twitter profile? Don't let me down, guys. It's already 3-1. I hate to lose. I'm an Aries. We're super competitive. And I always lose to this bitch. She always has to be right.
Oh, my God.
She always has to be right.
Everybody is so confrontational. If none of this everyday shit makes sense to you, imagine how confused we are. So join us. Let's figure this shit out together.
Follow us at Minnesota Black Girls on Twitter and Instagram. That's M as in melanin.
N as in nigga.
Black as in the color.
And girls as in
we run the world,
girls.